This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump blasted his accuser last night on a CNN town hall, the woman who said he raped her, the AP's Ben Thomas.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job.
Donald Trump also repeated lies about the 2020 election and downplayed the violence on January 6, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol. New rules are taking effect for asylum seekers.
More migrants are continuing to gather at the U.S.-Mexico border. Human rights advocate Adriana Hasso tells KGTV that last week it was mostly men, but now families are coming.
We are seeing a lot more females with children.
But now there are new rules. The Biden administration is denying asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S. border without first applying online or pursuing protection in a country they passed through to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. Families who cross the border will face curfews and monitoring. The head of the household will wear an ankle bracelet as her cases are heard within 30 days. I'm Donna Warder.
Republican leaders in the House are brushing aside calls that they take immediate action to push New York's George Santos out of Congress. Federal prosecutors are accusing him of financial crimes. He's pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. A bridge has fallen down in Finland.
A temporary pedestrian bridge has collapsed in southern Finland, injuring dozens of people, many of them schoolchildren. Whilst no one was killed, authorities say 10 of the injured were in a serious condition. The temporary bridge provided a crossing over a construction site in the Finnish city of Espoo. Police said the bridge collapsed mid-morning, leading to many people falling several feet. Many of the injured were taken to Helsinki University Hospital. Police are conducting a technical investigation in the area, and the possible causes for the accident are being probed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be the first woman to deliver a commencement speech at a West Point graduation ceremony. Harris will deliver the keynote address on May 27th at the U.S. Military Academy for the class of 2023. A spokesman for West Point says they are honored to have her speak. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.